views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am your host, Tracy L., and are we in for a treat today? We are going to be talking about fear versus intuition. And as a transformational specialist, I can tell you that most people, including myself, would start to run decisions based on fear, thinking we were running from intuition. So we're going to give you the tips, the things you can look out for and start applying in your life today so you can actually embrace your intuition, your gut knowing, and really change your awareness, which then changes your life. So I want to encourage you, if you have a question you would like cleared or answered, at the bottom of the hour, you can call 1-800-930-2819, where we're going to take your questions and we will clear them up for you and really start to see, I'd like you in this hour of where you started to run from fear, because we live in a society that is very fear-based, and that programming does run in our systems over and over and over. So to live extraordinary living, I always ask people, what's your definition of extraordinary living? But I tell you, it has to be really stepping out of fear. That is the first step to get to. You know, one of the things I talk about, and this is the first sign, if you really want to know about fear, is listening to the voice in your head. We all have that little voice, and it's when you know you're ready to do something or you want to do something, and it starts to chatter. A lot of people, I was talking about this all week, so if you are on any of our YouTubes or Instagrams, you can check them out, because this is where we expand this definition of fear. You have thoughts, millions of thoughts running through your brain 24/7. So imagine if you took all of those thoughts, put them outside, and actually had a verbal outside conversation with yourself. What would that look like? Probably very interesting. And you'd be like, I'm a little bit crazy. But those thoughts are always running in your brain. I say we have a 10-second rule. A 10-second. When you have a thought or a fear that comes up, you have 10 seconds to change it. And it's very difficult for us to always tap in and correct that. But I want to encourage each and every one of you, what is it saying? What is it telling you? What is that mental chatter? Because this is where the fear goes. You know, there's always that saying, you know, careful what you wish for, or your thoughts become things and stuff like this. And over the years, I've heard that. But I also want to strengthen and make sure each of you understand in your systems, because on our show, we transition the energy for you while we're speaking, as well as give you that awareness, is that there is, all your thoughts do not become things. Now, people forget that your brain and your heart are two different muscles. So if you're working the brain, which we were talking about our last show, if you're working your brain muscle, which most people are trained, not conditioned to your heart muscle, the heart is where your creation energy comes from, not really your brain. Because go back to all the thoughts you had in the last 72 hours. And, you know, those thoughts, most of them, you're probably glad they didn't materialize. Or you start to look at things throughout your life that you would think you were frustrated with somebody. Somebody's like, I wish they would get, you know, they say things in their brain. I hope you get hit by a car, and mean things that aren't quite so nice. Or we start to deter ourselves, and those things never came true. And your fears, how many times have you been worried about poverty or health, and they never manifested, they didn't come through. So these are the things you need to start to pay attention to, how fear gets into the brain and how fear is where it really starts. And what it does is it eats and it opens up doors that keep us staying stuck. So that would be, you're ready to say you've got an opportunity and you're like, I'm really ready for this. I really would like to, you know, go forward. It might be a career. It could be a relationship. But then all of a sudden the brain's like, really? Especially relationships. Oh, he or she might reject you. Based on your past experiences, you know, this is going to start to happen. So you better not do that. And what if this started to happen? It's that voice. You all know that voice. You've all heard that voice and you're all familiar with it. And it really keeps us going into monkey brain. And quite often, this is step one. So 10-second rule. When you start to want to engage in something new and break the fear and run into the intuition, do the 10-second rule. You might have the thought, and I just say, thank you, God. Thank you for that thought. We're going to let it go. And now I'm going to actually say that I am strong. I'm ready to go forward. And whatever you want to tell yourself, but turn it to the positive, just on where you're thinking. Get very heart-centered on where you're thinking. And if I can actually say over the next week, watch your thoughts, watch what that process is. You know, I used to what I call reverse manifestation. So when I was younger, life was so struggling for me that I would always think everything negative. And then if I thought enough negative thoughts, I would get something positive. So when something positive came into my life, I could celebrate it. So that's running from negative thinking and fear. All fear. So I was so afraid that if something positive happened, I would create more negativity. And so it's called reverse manifestation. It's a whole other topic. But I want you to start to understand what is the bad voice. And you've all heard it. Now, start to bring up the accumulation of all the thoughts that were running through that didn't manifest, that didn't come through. And let's remove that accumulation of energy out of the system so we can actually start to reset. So your body, like a computer, we can reset that to start to see what thoughts are running and bring you back into creation. One of the other things I like to remind people is because if we look at the strongest leaders of the world, or we look at people that you admire that are moving through in their business world or their career or their families, they always talk about, one of my favorite people is Richard Branson. And why do I love him? Because he really beats to his own drum, but he's really about helping people and being out of the box and making things better. But if you listen to a lot of things he says, he does talk about intuition and not following your fear, going into the gut. And when somebody starts to bring up the fear, this is the difference between very successful people, is although we might get a little angst or a little bit of anxiety, or we go, oh my gosh, should I do that? We do it because we don't look at things. And this is one thing I learned listening to him as a very young person that I loved, was he really sets this example that it's okay if it doesn't work out the way we think it's going to work out. So it just means you look at it from a different perspective. You start to open your space to a new way of being. And so it's a feeling. Your intuition is a feeling. And then it's understanding, again, getting out of the mental chatter. So you know how you've probably heard a lot of people talk about how everybody's got an opinion about what you want to do. And those opinions project into your field and will stir up your fears. So we live in a very fear-based world a lot of the times. And now there's a lot of people just like you who listen to a lot of programming like this about how to get out of it and change it. So a fear-based world that we've had for so long has an accumulation of energy that runs in your programming to keep you stuck. So there's a theory that and you can see it energetically in media and in things that you do watch, that if there's enough fear keeping that programming alive, running, meaning in the mental space, so all the mental chatter, that you won't wake up, you won't progress forward. So it's also what I like to say, a seed that's been implanted into our systems to say, be afraid. And if you think about all the past and look at history, you know, how authoritative figures have made people be afraid to get what they want. So we all have programming that runs around fear so people can actually get what they want. And we don't want to carry that anymore because that does block our intuition. The other thing that I love, and I've heard this throughout my career, and I've really adopted it, and I wanted to share it with you. Many, many people that I have really respected, it's about high emotions is low intelligence. So if you are feeling very strong and anxious about something, what happened? You're like, yes, 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 and you haven't really had time to take a breath. The brain, we call a little bit mental chaos, goes into overdrive, and it starts to create high levels of feelings and emotions that aren't clear. So when we're in this space where we're in these high emotions, those are the places where we go, it felt really good at a minute, and then all of a sudden it was gone, and then it was just disappeared. And those are the things where you went, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. I know I did it. I did it once with an investment. I got caught up in the energy of the people and not really looking at the investment. And it was a long time ago. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And I went for it. And then the next day, and I wrote the check the next day, I had huge regret. And I had huge regret because, but I couldn't get out of it. And I lost my money. I lost all my money. And it was just at that time, my emotion was so high. And it was after I had learned the difference between high emotion, and that's when we get our low intelligence. So now what I do is when things come to me, I'm like, thank you very much. Let me sit with that. Let me really tune in and remove the mental chatter and look at the opportunity that's coming forward so I can make a good decision. So I can look at it and say, yes, this will actually work for me. And yes, I'm very neutral to it. So when you come to neutrality and making a decision, what you will find is your emotions become very regulated, and then you're not going to run by fear. Because like you said, there's nothing worse than when you go, oh my gosh, what did I just do? You know, that dread, that sinking feeling. So everywhere you guys have had that, I want to thank the Hand of God for just removing that out of your field, out of your system, and just resetting. So when I talk about resetting, we're resetting. It's like your computer. You're turning it on and off. You're deleting files out. So we can get the emotions more neutral and you can feel less stress. So after the break, we're going to take a quick break shortly. But what I want to do when we come back is continue to give you, those are only two of the steps. I have five or more for you that I'd like to make sure you have today before we go. But I encourage you, if you like the show, please, you know, share it on your social media. And I really, really, really love this time of year because we're getting ready for fall. And I encourage you to go to our website at tracylclark.com and check out our partnership program. Why do I check this out and encourage it is because it's daily work. And if you can go to the website, you'll see the testimonials of people that have changed their lives just like you by really being in the flow of work each and every day and understanding how that heart muscle changes what you require. So after the break, stay tuned because we are going to talk about intuition as a feeling, not a voice.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And again, if you're enjoying our show, I encourage you to share it on your social media so others can also enjoy the difference between fear and intuition. It's a really hard one to discern because we're not really taught that, and it takes a little bit of practice. When we left before break, we were talking about high emotions and being very emotional and how that is always a sign, a trigger to your body that you are running from fear, not intuition. So like I was saying before the break, you don't want to get caught like I was making decisions where you lose your money, or sometimes even people do this with relationships. They get really excited that someone's asked them out on a date and then they we'll do some things that they're not normally used to doing. And then all of a sudden they realize, oh, how do I get out of this relationship? But one of the things to really remind you and strengthen your bodies to understand is that your intuition is a feeling. So it's not a voice. This is the third thing I want you to understand. It's not a voice in your head that starts justifying yes or no, yes or no. Quite often I see this when people are doing growth and they are working towards becoming a better self. And maybe something doesn't go the way they think it's going to go. And so they say, well, my gut says I shouldn't go there. Or my gut says I'm going to be so angry with them because my intuition is telling me something's wrong. I don't like this. And they get very righteous. But what happens is they're listening to the voice in their head. They're justifying yes or no, yes or no. And quite often, even when I've started into the work that I'm in now, I used to have all this mind chatter that would say, well, why would you do that? There's so many other people doing that. And where could you spin it differently? And then I started to get out of that space. I stopped listening to that yes or no, justifying why I should or shouldn't do something, and followed with what that hand of God and what spirit was speaking to me, which was my gut. And it was like everything in me felt right to go in the direction, even though my brain was telling me go back into corporate and you can make really good money. And it was trying to find all these reasons to justify why I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. And, you know, being in this space full time for 8 years and growing constantly every day. So I always say I listen. And when God speaks, I listen, I follow that intuition. And since I made that shift so strongly 8 years ago, I don't find myself getting into the pitfalls I used to get into. And how many times then have you found yourself justifying why you should or shouldn't do something? That is your fear kicking in. And so what happens as well, I've seen this where people are like, well, I didn't feel right. My gut said I shouldn't go to this event. And again, justifying in the brain. And had they gone to the event, they would have actually met their new partner, or they would have actually got that job offer they were looking for. And I've had people actually say to me, Tracy, I stopped listening to that justification in my head And I just went with a very open heart to, if it was nothing came out of it, I know I had a nice time. I could always choose to leave. 95% of the people that actually told me they went and stopped listening to the justification had something positive come out of it. And they said, I realized it was my fear. My fear was holding me back, because had I not done that, I would have remained stuck. So the spirit of justification, thank you God, we want to remove that out of your space. The other thing that we know we operate from fear are past experiences. So this is number four, and this is huge. How many times have you found yourself doing, well, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to try with this friend, or I'm not, you start to justify over your past experiences. So it's like luggage. You start carrying all those experiences forward, and you're basing decisions on a past experience versus your intuition of moving forward. I always say that every minute of every second of a day is a chance to co-create something new. You get to, you know, conspire with the universe, with that hand of God, and create new. But if you're looking at the back saying, you know what, I'm not able to do this based on A, B, and C, you will be always operating from fear. So although a situation may look similar, again, back out the emotion and ask, where are you referencing? Because a lot of people, you will hear it in their speech. They'll say, well, you know what? I did this investment before. It was similar, and I don't want to do it again because I don't want to get burned. Well, that's normal. But now you've got to look at this situation as something new. So everything that comes to you, look at it something new. Now you can just tell the wheels start to turn. Yeah, I was afraid. So relationships, people miss out on people all the time because what do they say? They run from fear. Well, somebody cheated on me, so you're going to do the same thing. So I guess I better not get into a relationship because they have fears that that's going to happen again. And then they start pushing away some of the best things and the best people that they could have. So they'll take all their past experience with romantic relationships or friends, and they start to dump that into the now. And so they miss opportunities because they're running from past experiences, and that's running from fear, not intuition. Although everything in front of you could say, well, this is somebody different. This is where I can go slow, not emotions running high. I can just explore and not dump my past experience onto the present. So when you dump your past onto the present, again, fear, and you're creating chaos. So we want to move that out of the way. The other one that I really love is scarcity. And a lot of times the spirit of scarcity will come up into our field to block us from moving forward. And we see this a lot, and people run it back to money. Money equals scarcity. And in our society, the way we function with money, it actually brings our fear and scarcity. This is where you will see or hear yourself saying, I know I want to do that, but it's too expensive, or you're too expensive, or I just can't do that. And they keep saying it's like a poverty mentality, but they don't, they run from the fear. So they look at the scarcity line, and they look at it as their finances, because yeah, everything in our world revolves around finances, and that is just how we function. It's the world that's been created. We would all love to, I'd say, live in Star Trek days, where if you know anything about that show, you know they do what they do because they love it. Money doesn't exist on Earth, and maybe one day, maybe not my lifetime, that would be there. But finances runs with a huge line of scarcity, which is always triggering fear. So how many times have you said to yourself, I can't do that because I'm scared to spend the money, or I won't do that because it's so expensive, even though you know it can change your life, even though you know it's an investment back into you? I did a video and I called it At All Costs on my YouTube. It's like, what are you really willing to do at all costs? And I know for me, when I was very, very sick and I had to start my journey, well, 17 years ago now, I didn't put a price on where I needed to go, and I didn't let my fear get in the way. People said to me, and if you watch that video on YouTube, you'll see what at all costs are you worth it? And meaning that you know that by spending that money in the area you need to, I'm not talking purses and shoes, but in your own personal space, whether it's music, whether it's energy work, whether it's coaching, whether it's dancing, whether it's traveling, that when you spend that on you, that you start to create a better you. And I know people say, wow, how much have you spent on your health? And I said, I can't put a price on my health. But a lot of people will come back and say, I don't want to spend that or take the time because it's just money. And really, you know, I want to keep my money to go for dinner rather than invest in themselves. So you can start to see that when you remove fear out of the equation and you follow your intuition, you will not, if you're truly ready to transform, if you're truly ready to make a difference, you will not put a dollar on it. You won't. But many people will put the dollar amount on it. Now, you might say, okay, I can afford this, but I will tell you, when I was going through my transition and I was very, very, very ill, and somebody, you know, I had to make a choice. I was a single parent. Am I going to spend my money on saving for my session with, at that time, was one of my lovely teachers who's no longer with us. And at that time it was $150. So 17 years ago, $150. And she was good. And I didn't mind paying it, but I chose not to go for dinners. I chose not to go to the bar. I chose not to do any of these things so I could put that money and invest in me. But this is a big scarcity line. And I'm so grateful because I would be dead had I not done that. And I see that now all these years later. And I had to make myself a priority. But a lot of people said, why would you put your money in there? Why aren't you afraid if, you know, what if it doesn't work? And what if this happens? But I knew deep down inside the feeling, this feeling was, don't worry about the cost. Just do it because you matter. Do it because your health is important. So I moved the scarcity line out. And when I started to do that, I never looked at money the same. I looked at money as, at what cost, at all costs, I am investing in me to make a better life for me. And that scarcity line got wiped out, because I will tell you, I was the biggest worrier around money, around where it was, hoarding it. This is a whole other show. I was the best hoarder on the planet because I was so afraid of the loss. And so that fear line, you can see now how big that fear line is and why that will change your operating. So, and thank the Anna God of removing you out of scarcity and into the feeling with your intuition. So again, you know what, if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, even if you have a testimonial or something you want to share with people, how you broke through something, I encourage people to do that, because this is the time. And I would love it if you check out our website at tracylclark.com or our Instagram, where we go live after this show to continue to answer your questions at tracylclark_, where we're constantly shifting and sifting. But I want you to hold on to that scarcity thought as we're going to remove it out of your system. So when we come back, we're going to continue to let you know some more connections. Are you running from fear or intuition? We'll see you after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
and Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we're talking about the difference between fear and intuition. Before we get to the phones, I actually want to just give you another quick tip. We were talking about scarcity before, but also body language. Your body language is huge. When something's happening, are you slouching? Are you tensing? You know, you hear that voice, it's in fear and doubt. You know, do you have an upset tummy? When there's something that's running in fear and maybe it's not feeling as good for you, your body's going to constrict, it's going to feel tight. But when you're not in fear and you're really moving forward, there's an expansiveness. It's like pulling your arms and throwing them way back. You know how big that feels, and expansive and beautiful, and it's coming in. And when you're in that expansive space, that's where you're running from your intuition. You're feeling it, and it feels amazing and powerful. And you know what? That is where we want to get you into expansive, not constricting, not feeling, you know, like the whole body can't move, like it's in cord. So I just want to leave that with you for a minute. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to have Carter bring in Jennifer, and we'll see where her question takes us.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome to our show.
Yeah. A bit nervous here. I have a lot of testimonials. I'm actually a part of the partnership program, and I don't even need to do one-on-one sessions anymore with Tracy. Just on a daily basis has transformed not only my lives, my kids' lives. When I met Tracy, I was very depressed, in serious depression. My daughter and I weren't even on good terms. My son is diagnosed as autistic. And in just doing the work in a couple of years, I've seen so many breakthroughs. We're still working on it, but I would tell anyone to invest in themselves. It's such a great investment.
Wow. You know, you make me cry. You know, it's what I love so much about what you just said. And I want to ask you, I do have a question for you. I love what you said about, and is this when you're in that program, you don't need to do the one-on-ones because it's every day, right? And that's the one thing that's so hard for people to sometimes understand, that you get this, that's expansive energy. And what we were just talking about. And, you know, when I see people like your family transform, it's amazing. Can you share, I just love your story and how far your family's come. Can you share with the people that Because we're talking about fear and intuition, I still remember the first day we met and you were afraid. Can you share that fear and how you actually triumphed that and you did follow your intuition even though you had that fear? Because it was out of the box for you. It was different.
Yes, I grew up in a very Christian background, and we weren't told that it's okay to communicate with angels and all the other realms. And I was actually looking for some kind of coaching, and I actually looked at a meetup for somebody else, and they listed Tracy as their coach. And I said to myself, why would I go to the other person when they have their code? So I went directly to the source. So I sent her an email, and she answered my questions, but I was still kind of nervous about it. But then I followed my intuition, I guess, at the time, and I went and saw her, and I said, you're not going to communicate with ascended masters here, right? And she goes, no. And I said, I only believe in connecting to God and Jesus. And she said, sure. And I've watched Tracy's work also evolved over the time to incorporate a lot of other stuff, spirituality, ministry, and science. So I think that's part which actually worked out for me. So that's why I keep on the path.
Because you started to also realize that as we connect direct to the hand of God, there's lots of ways. But as we connect to that, there's nothing to be afraid of. And what I love about what you're saying is that you came from a very restrictive place. Like we were just talking about being constricted, right? And needing to expand more to connect to God, to keep seeing the signs and the synchronicities and knowing you can connect everywhere, each and every day. And that can be scary, right? From fear place, going from the what was, you know, really restrictive to expansion. I love how synchronicity works. You just, in your testimonial, were able to show to people by getting out of your fear. Because this was a different space for you, wasn't it?
But I still have some fear. Have some fear, Tracy.
Yeah.
And I still don't trust my intuition because, you know, it's gotten better now because I usually sometimes hand over my power to psychics.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So that's where...
And that is, we can start to break that. So using the tips that we gave today is an incredible way to start to understand like those things that we gave today to start using those in the 10-second rules. So you become a lot more empowered and a lot more connected of really with intuition, because where you were and where you are now is night and day. And as that journey continues to unfold, you're going to see more of it and the strength. And I want to thank Anna God of just empowering all of you and your family even more with the strength of really connecting with your God instinct, because that's that connection connected to that hand of God directly is where that fear, you only have about 20-25% left, which is great. But also, we're always going to have a little bit of the fear that will run in us, little bits, because that's just sort of when we're in society and we're mixing with other people and we pick up their thought process. And you work with a lot of very intense people. So it's a space of understanding too, to be so in celebration of how your connections changed and how the strength of your intuition has been really guiding you and leading you to these new realms, which is going to be so much bigger. So I can't thank you enough for calling in. You just touched my heart today. Just lots of love to all of you guys. And, you know, it's just keep on shining. You know, this space where I said to everyone with expansive energy and constriction, Jennifer just said, you know, she was afraid. It was something different. But to realize that we are connecting into that hand of God to make sure that you can be more expansive. Anything or any institution that starts to put limits on you or starts to constrict you, you can't do this based on this, you can't do this based on this, that's where we get ourselves into trouble, because that's constricting. And again, not expansion. If anything, on this space, if we can really, really open you up more to understand that concept. But again, your body language, what is it telling you? What is your body language sharing with you? And how is it translating? How is it translating to you. So again, you have your thought, your 10-second thoughts. You have the monkey brain. You have the spirit of scarcity. What are you constantly telling yourself? What is changing? What are you telling yourself? And where are you allowing, and what is your body telling you? Why are you not feeling free? And remember, sometimes your body, when it gets really restricted, it's all fear. But then also when you get restricted in fear, you're going to get more angry. You're going to get more frustrated. You're going to get more conflicts with people. And that will be because the fear line is coming up. So ask yourself every day, and it, when it comes up, like I was telling you, when I was transitioning out or Jennifer was changing, it was fear at first, but she had such strong intuition to say, I need to go outside the box. Something here needs to be more for me, more for my family. And I can tell you, she has changed her family relationship. She's an incredible mother dealing as a single parent with an autistic child. And she has broken into boundaries where she has gone so expansive to change the lives of other children. And she'll continue to do this. And this is because she's following her intuition. But it doesn't mean that as we look at things outside, it's not always easy when we break out of fear, because a lot of people will want to still hold you back based on their fear. So be very discerning also around who you're sharing information with, because their fears can be projected on you. So if you're feeling very good and very expansive in a space and you're like, oh my gosh, this feels so good, and you start sharing it with people and they're like, well, you shouldn't sell your house based on blah, blah, blah. They start projecting their fear, or don't date them because I heard, well, somebody 5 years ago heard something, or don't go see them because I heard, or I had a bad experience, rather than maybe their bad experience was because they created it, but now they're pushing it on you to block you. I see this a lot. People like, don't go to them. I've had a bad experience. Yet they created the bad experience. And then they push that out. And now they go badmouth people all over. And they project that into your energy when you're like, that felt good to me. It felt expansive. So be extremely discerning who you share things when you're making transition, or people will lop onto your fear line and start creating more fear. And now all of a sudden you become constricted and you're not running from intuition. You won't be. And then later you're like, I should have gone to that event. I should have gone. And you get into the should haves because you start to see you allowed other people's projection to feed on your fear when you were feeling good and you were feeling expansive to be able to bring in what you wanted. So this is, again, fear, intuition. So again, you know, Jennifer brought up the partnership program. We book well in advance for one-on-ones. I'd encourage you to check out tracyhaleclark.com. This is daily work. You get to answer your questions. We talk together. We have global online calls every month. We shift you and we bring up your concerns. What do you require? What do you need more of? And as she said, I love this. So many of our partners, it's less than a session to join that every month. And so many of the partners say to me, Tracy, I don't need that one-on-one session anymore because I'm changing. And there's always lots of goodies and treats and surprises on top of that. So check it out at tracyhaleclark.com. The Extraordinary Living Program really is set up to get you to the next level. So we come back after the break. We have another caller. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are talking, what are we talking about today? Fear versus intuition. You have a lot of tips on what you can start to do so you can run from intuition, not fear. And you know what? I always encourage you, if you like the show, please share it on your social media, spread the word so we can learn more things on how we can run from intuition. I think, Carter, we have Julie on the phone.
Yeah, Julie.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good. Questions?
After testimonial.
It's, testimonial. Okay.
You've changed my entire life. When I remember my come to Jesus moment, my surrender, and I was suffering from my seventh miscarriage after the death of my daughter, and my mom was in the hospital, and I was in the hospital, and I was on the floor in the wall, you know, against the wall in the hallway. And I was miscarrying again, and I was on the phone, and a private adoption had fallen through. And the gentleman on the other end of the phone tells me to just deal with my miscarriage. Maybe I need to get over that before I consider adopting anybody. Mm-hmm. And my debt was crushing, and my job was not going anywhere, and I was getting sick, and everything was too much. And I remember thinking that I did not care what tomorrow looked like, but it would be better than today.
Yeah.
And if that meant that I had to change everything, then that's exactly what I was going to do at whatever cost. So I quit my job and I had no money. And the collectors were calling and calling, but my body was screaming at me to stop.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't even let me go back. I felt physically ill. I had stomach issues and pressure in my chest and I couldn't breathe well and I wasn't sleeping. And it was just, it had all culminated to a point where I thought, I can't do this anymore. This can't be life. There has to be something better than this. And there has to be a different way.
Yeah.
And so for me, as a kinesiologist with a background in the body, I realized early on when I dealt with rehabbing people that there was a direct correlation between your emotions and your physical well-being. Yeah. But we never looked at it functionally. And then I found you.
And then you start to learn, what is my body telling me? And you know, and what was that? So when you, what was the breaking point before you actually started to realize that you were running life from fear versus intuition? That all cost when you're in the hospital?
It was probably, the biggest part was probably the money.
Yeah.
I have parents that are financial planners.
Yeah.
So the idea of not having a job, which I'd worked my entire life, you know, from the age of early teenagehood, and not having a job and not having the money to support you. And it's sort of like, it didn't matter whether or not you liked your job or not, but you had to have the job.
Yeah.
And it was the opposition that I had a lot from a lot of family and my friends. Everybody around me was looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, you'd be crazy to quit. You can't quit.
Yeah. All their fears.
I remember
all their projections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. So I remember that was probably my biggest opposition or my biggest thing to work through was probably just not paying attention to what other people had to say.
Yeah. And not having their
projected fear.
Yeah, their fear. And you start to see when you look back in your life of how much that accumulation we were just saying before the break of people's projected fears, and we run them, they feed on our fears, and then we don't make the change. So if you went back and listened to all their fears and hadn't made the change, you know very well that today, being financially free and independent and loving life and moving and living that extraordinary life, that you could see that you would have continued down that same path.
Oh, I can't even imagine where it would be now. I would be so sick.
Yeah, so sick.
I would be in such trauma at this point in time.
Because your body was rebelling. Myself,
Yeah. And I remember thinking to myself, I woke up with myself in the morning and I went to bed with myself at night.
Yes.
And everybody else's opinions, while they had them, they carried on with their life and they did what they wanted to do. And so really, at the end of the day, who were they to tell me anything about how I felt or how I lived or what I did?
And you know what?
The only person I had to be concerned about was my husband.
Yeah. Well, really, Stephen, not even him, as much as, you know, that is still part of the world. It's you. And this is what I love people to understand is when we start to break out of fear, we walk around with us every day. And that's what I was saying earlier with the thoughts in our heads. We can't escape our head. We can't escape us. So we better, like, last I checked, you can't say, I'm going to put you in the bedroom and I'll come back with you later. We are going everywhere with us. And this is what I love so much when people understand the work and understand the joy it is that you have freedom, because we do spend so much losing life because we are trying to please everyone else, but they don't go to bed with us. They don't wake up with us. They don't know our feelings. They don't know our thoughts. And again, that's just their fear line that holds so many people in life back, and we can see them each and every day.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about what you did is you started to say, I need to put myself first, even though it might look different and everyone around me is afraid because I'm going to change. Because as you know, their fear is basically the fact that many of us, as we go and change, we leave their sphere.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that's scary. Yeah, I love your testimony. I love when people call in and share their testimonials because it allows other people to understand that courage can, you know, it's there. And when we take it, like you were just saying, you get total life transformation and it transformed your life. So if you look at today and you look at, you know, before you started on this journey, you must look back and say, that was a whole other world. Like another lifetime.
Well, I think, oh my gosh, what was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
When I stepped out of it, when I stopped the insanity of it all, when I truly listened to my, like I always, you say expand, like the expansion, contraction, how does my body react to something? When I stopped thinking so much and I started feeling and I just followed that, life started to flow.
Yeah.
And with you, because I had no money, I mean, there was no one-on-one session. There was like, I was choosing, and I literally did choose between, am I going to eat meat this week or am I going to eat rice because I can go to, you know, for $30, $35 and go and see Tracy for an event.
Yeah.
Which one was I choosing? Because I had to invest in me.
Yeah.
And what was most important, and each and every time I listened to a call, each and every time I went to an event, each and every time I got your free newsletter, that thing's amazing. You know, every time I got more strength and more bumped and I moved faster and faster and faster. And working with so many people doing the same thing, it's that collective energy.
Yeah.
And it's so much more effective than the one-on-one anyway. I mean, you're amazing, don't get me wrong, but when you get in front of a mass amount of people, the energy that you move and shift, the transformations that I've seen from people have been incredible.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this? And I know we got to start to wrap up the show, and I'm so happy you called in. And what I want people to understand with what Julie just said was she removed scarcity. She removed money and scarcity out. Like we were saying, this is one of the keys. She didn't allow that to hold her back. She was so strong and so vibrant and going at all costs, I'm jumping. And again, if you haven't seen that YouTube video, I encourage you to go to my website, tracyhaleclark.com, hit the YouTube icon and go and see that video at all costs. Are you ready to jump? Because when we're truly ready to jump, the fear starts to dissolve, the fear starts to go away, and that hand of God opens this door for you that you can walk through. And you don't want to be that person that's standing at the door your whole life and you see all these beautiful things, these beautiful things just pass you by, and there's nothing left. And you get to the end of your life, you're like, oh my gosh, I ran from fear. I didn't do my dreams, my goals, my visions, because the door is open and it's waiting. So I really want to thank each and every one of you today for joining us. Again, share the show if you liked it. You have all the tips that you can take with you and you can use them in your daily life. And I promise if you use them, you are going to break free of the fear and step into your intuition. And so thank you for joining us for this hour of change and transformation. Next week, please join us. We're going to be talking with Laura McKinnon around Drops of Gratitude is her company. And we're going to talk about gratitudes and attitude, crystals, oils, and how they can impact your life. And so if you really desire that strong shifting support and community, check us out at tracyhaleclark.com. Check out that partnership program they're talking about. And if you'd like to continue to ship more, check us out at tracyhaleclark_ on Instagram right after the show, where we're going to hop on and continue to get you out of fear, open your intuition, and transform your life from ordinary to extraordinary. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll catch you next week where attitudes are gratitude here on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracyLClark.com.